WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Brooklyn Weston here, and welcome back to Modern Stoicism, timeless tools for today's challenges. Today, we're diving into something super powerful, cultivating inner strength and courage, that unshakable grit that helps us navigate life's ups and downs. You know those moments when you feel like giving up, when fear tries to creep in and whispers doubts? We've all been there, but guess what? It doesn't have to be that way. Inner strength isn't about being invincible or some superhero. It's about building resilience, facing challenges head-on, and knowing you've got the power within to overcome anything that comes your way. Ever felt like life was throwing curveballs left and right? Maybe a tough project at work, relationship struggles, or even just those pesky little anxieties that pop up out of nowhere. I get it, those moments can totally zap your energy and make you feel small. But here's the game changer. Stoicism offers some seriously cool tools to help us build that inner fortress of strength and courage. First up, let's talk about acceptance. It sounds simple, but truly embracing what is, the good, the bad, and everything in between, frees up a ton of mental energy. You know that feeling when you resist something, try to fight it, and just end up more stressed? Acceptance doesn't mean giving up or being passive. It means acknowledging reality without letting it control your emotions. Think about it like this. When you accept a challenge, you're not saying, "Oh, this is terrible," but rather, "Okay, this is what I'm dealing with now. How can I use this to grow?" Next up is self-control. It's not just about resisting temptation. Think of it as choosing your reactions wisely. When stress or anger hits, instead of reacting impulsively, take a moment to pause and breathe. Think before you speak, act with intention, and remember that your actions have consequences. This takes practice, for sure, but the more you train yourself in self-control, the stronger you become. Now, let's talk about virtue. It's not just some lofty ideal, it's about living a life of integrity, honesty, justice, and wisdom. These aren't abstract concepts, they're tangible choices we make every day. Be kind to others, stand up for what's right, even when it's hard, and strive to be the best version of yourself. Living virtuously not only makes you a better person but also strengthens your character and gives you that inner compass to guide you through tough times. Remember that feeling of accomplishment after conquering a difficult task? Stoicism emphasizes gratitude. Taking time to appreciate the good things in your life, no matter how small, shifts your focus from what's missing to what you already have. It's like hitting the reset button on negativity and appreciating the simple joys. A warm cup of coffee on a chilly morning, a heartfelt conversation with a friend, or even just a beautiful sunset. And finally, let's talk about purpose. What drives you? What gives your life meaning? Stoicism encourages us to find our purpose and live in alignment with it. When you have something bigger than yourself to strive for, it fuels your inner strength and courage. Think about what makes you feel alive and passionate, and then make those things a priority. Okay, let's talk about a real-world example here. Imagine you're starting a new project at work. You know it's going to be challenging, maybe even stressful. You might feel that familiar wave of anxiety creeping in. But remember these tools. Accept the challenge for what it is, an opportunity to learn and grow. Practice self-control by managing your stress levels, take breaks, exercise, talk to a supportive friend. Focus on the virtue of diligence, put in the hard work and give it your best shot. Be grateful for the experience. Even if things get tough, there will be lessons learned along the way. And remember your purpose. Why did you want this job? What impact do you want to make? This isn't about pretending everything is easy peasy lemon squeezy. Life throws curveballs. But with these stoic tools, you can face them head on, build that inner strength and courage, and not just survive but truly thrive. So, my friends, remember, inner strength isn't a destination, it's a journey. It takes practice, commitment, and a willingness to embrace the challenges along the way. I want to hear from you. How do these stoic tools resonate with you? Share your thoughts and experiences in the comments below. And don't forget to subscribe to Modern Stoicism for daily doses of inspiration and practical wisdom. Until next time, keep growing, keep striving, and remember, you've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.